Title: Apache Ableton Live 12 Jungle Arp Breakdown with Jungle Swing Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a proper jungle style breakdown in Ableton Live 12 where the drums thin out, the arpeggio takes the spotlight, but the groove still feels like it's rolling at 170+. That's the whole trick. Even when the break disappears, your track should still have that Apache-ish shuffle implied underneath. We're going to do it stock only, and we'll shape it into a 16-bar breakdown that can slam cleanly into a drop. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. If your track is already sitting somewhere between 168 and 174, you're good. Now keep your project organized, make groups for drums, bass, atmos or arp, and FX. And if you've already got a drop, loop the 8 to 16 bars right before it. We're going to build directly into that space, because arrangement context matters. A breakdown that sounds sick and solo can fall apart when the drop arrives, so we're building with the drop in mind. Now let's make the main instrument. Create a MIDI track inside your Atmos or RP group and name it RP Main. Here's the device chain we're aiming for: Wavetable, then Arpeggiator, then Scale, then Auto Filter, then Carson Ensemble or Phaser Flanger, then Echo, then Hybrid Reverb, and finally Utility. Let's start in Wavetable. Go for a saw bass tone, basic shapes, saw or saw PWM, add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount around 15-25%. You're not trying to make it super saw trance, you're trying to make something that stays present once we drench it in space. In the filter section, pick a 24 dB low pass and add a bit of drive, like 2-5. Leave the cutoff fairly open for now, because we'll automate it later. For the amp envelope, fast attack, like 2-8 milliseconds, decay around 250-500 ms, sustain low, maybe 0-20%, release around 80-150 ms. The goal is plucky enough to articulate, but not so short that it feels like a toy. If your Wavetable patch has noise, add the tiniest touch. Think air, not hiss. That little breath becomes really useful once the reverb tail starts moving. Now drop an arpeggiator after Wavetable. Set the rate to 1/16th notes. For style, try up down first, then try random later if you want a wilder vibe. Set gate around 45-60%. That's a major swing lever, by the way. Not just timing, but note length. We'll come back to that. Set the distance to 12 for 1 octave, and if you want more lift toward the end of the breakdown, we can push it to 24 later. Turn re-trigger on so the articulation stays consistent when your chords change. Next, add the scale device. This is your safety rail. Pick a minor scale. A minor is easy. F minor is darker and very jungle friendly. I'm going to reference F minor today. Leave the scale device on so you can experiment without getting random note pain. Now we write the chords. Create a MIDI clip on RP main for the breakdown. We're going to write long, one bar chords and let the arpeggiator generate the motion. Try this progression in F minor, bar 1. F minor, that's F, ab, C. Bar 2, DB major, DB, F, ab. Bar 3, IB major, IB, G, BB. Bar 4, back to F minor. Loop that across 8 bars, then we'll vary it. And here's your jungle tension move. Start adding sevenths. Make F minor into F minor 7 by adding EB. Make DB into DB major 7 by adding C. On EB, you can make it EB 7 by adding DB if you want a bit of grit and pull. Don't overthink it. In a breakdown where the bass is mostly absent, these tension notes feel way bigger, because there's space for them to imply darkness. Now, the big topic, jungle swing. Alive breakdowns die right here, because everything turns into a perfectly quantized arpeggio floating in reverb. That's not jungle. We want that lean, that shuffle, that it's dancing feel. Open the groove pool. Load a swing 16 groove as your starting point. If you've got MPC swing options, those can be amazing too. Set timing somewhere between 55 and 75%. Start at 65, at a little random, like 5-12%. And if you want the groove to imprint dynamics, add a bit of velocity, like 10-25%, then apply this groove to the RP main MIDI clip. Important coaching note, don't commit the groove immediately. Audition different timing amounts while the track is looping. Your ears will tell you when it starts to roll instead of bounce. If it still feels stiff, do a micro timing pass. Nudge a few offbeat notes slightly late, like 1-5 milliseconds. Not every note, just enough to create lilt. You're aiming for controlled feel, not drunk MIDI. And here's a pro move that people skip. Make swing read through note lengths, not just timing. If your arp only feels swung when hats are present, shorten some of the in-between steps slightly, like 10-25 milliseconds, and let the more important notes breathe a touch longer. In practice, you'll do this partly with the arpeggiator gate, and partly by how you hold the chord notes in the MIDI clip. It sounds subtle, but it's the difference between looped plugin ARP and this has pocket. Next, we're going to fake the Apache energy underneath, without actually dropping a full break. Create another track in the drums group called Ghost Perk. Load a drum rack. Choose soft, tight elements, a rim or wood hit, a tight closed hat, a short shaker, and one very quiet ghost snare. Program a 1 or 2 bar pattern that implies shuffle. Think closed hats on 16ths but with intentional gaps. Bass matters. Put the ghost snare super low on an off 16th around beats 2 and 4, depending on your groove. Add a couple of rim off beats, but don't overdo it. The point is suggestion, not a full drum performance. Now make it breakdown friendly. Put auto filter after the drum rack. Use a 12 dB low pass and start the cutoff somewhere like 500 Hz up to 2K Hz, depending on how bright your samples are. Then automated openings slowly over 8 to 16 bars. Add hybrid reverb with a smaller medium room at a low mix, like 8 to 15%, just to push it back behind the ARP. Then apply the same groove from the groove pool to this ghost perk clip. This is crucial. If the ARP is leaning but the ghost bed isn't, it won't knit together. Quick alignment check. Temporarily add a simple rim on quarter notes during the breakdown. If the ARP groove is correct, it should feel like it's dancing around that rim, not fighting it. Once you confirm, mute or delete the rim. That's your click test. Now we'd add atmosphere. Create a track called AIRPAD or noise. Two fast approaches. Method A. Build a noise wash with Wavedable. Pick a noise source or a heavily filtered saw. Use a long attack, like 200 to 800 milliseconds, and a long release, like 1 to 3 seconds. Add auto filter and sweep it slowly with an LFO, very slow, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. Then hybrid reverb for a big space, hall or convolution space, decay 4 to 10 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 ms, high cut around 6 to 10k, low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. That low cut is not optional if you want the drop to hit hard later. Method B is more jungle cinematic. Resample your ARP. Freeze and flatten a few bars of ARP main, drag it into simpler, pitch it down 12 semitones, add a touch of grain delay, low pass it heavily, and drown it in reverb. This becomes that classic mist behind the musical hook. Now we make the ARP evolve like a real breakdown. This is where you stop thinking loop and start thinking story. Over the 16 bars, automate key parameters on ARP main. Automate auto filter cutoff. Start fairly low, like 800 Hz to 1.5K, and open it up to 4 to 8K by the end. Automate echo feedback, maybe 15% early, rising toward 35 or 45% near the end. Automate hybrid reverb dry/wet from around 10% up toward 25%, and then cut it right before the drop, so the drop doesn't land inside a fog bank. And you can automate utility gain slightly, like plus 1 dB over time, for psychoacoustic lift. Keep your note. As you open filters and add feedback and reverb, perceived loudness can jump even if your meters don't look wild. A super clean way to control that is to put a glue compressor or limiter on the Atmos or ARP group and just catch 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then you can automate tone and density without accidentally overcooking the pre-drop. Now, let's add that break-driven pulse without an actual kick. Put a gate somewhere before the big reverb, or after it if you want a choppier tail. You can sidechain it if you have a ghost trigger, but you can also just use it as a regular gate and dial threshold until it starts chopping. Return around 80 to 150 ms, hold very short, like 0 to 30. If you prefer a cleaner rhythmic chop, use autopan instead, with a square shape, rate at 1/8 or 1/16, amount 40 to 80%, and phase at 0 degrees so it acts like a tremolo rather than stereo swirl. Now let's talk anchor notes, especially if you use random mode on the arpeggiator. Random can sound cool, but it can also sound like a demo. The fix is simple. Duplicate ARP main to a second track, and call it something like ARP anchor. On that track, only feed the root plus the seventh, or root plus the fifth, into the ARP. Keep it lower, reduce distance, maybe even slow the rate slightly, and blend it very quietly. The anchor track makes the harmony feel intentional while the main ARP does the fireworks. If you want an advanced arrangement feel, do call and response. Duplicate ARP main into ARP answer. Let ARP main play in 2-bar phrases, then ARP answer fills the gaps. Make the answer darker, lower cutoff, less reverb, maybe less width. Now it feels like a conversation. Not one loop running for 16 bars. Speaking of width, here's a slick breakdown curtain opening trick. Automate the ERP group width. Start around 70 to 90% width, then widen gradually toward 120 to 140 by bars 13 to 15, then snap back tighter at the drop for punch, and do a mono check before you commit. Put utility on the ERP group and set width to 0 for 10 seconds. If the ERP collapses or gets facey, back off chorus ensemble amount, narrow echo width, and keep the core harmonics more centered. Now we build the transition into the drop. Three classic moves. First, reverb throw on the last ARP hit. Automate hybrid, reverb dry slash wet up to around 60 to 80% for a quarter note to a full bar, then snap it back right at the drop. Second, tape stop illusion. Resample one bar of your ARP audio, then automate clip transpose down, like from 0 to minus 12 over the last half bar. Add a touch of redux if you want that crunchy decel character. It's not a literal tape stop, but in context it sells the moment. Third, a subtle sub drop or impact. Use operator with a sine wave, quick pitch envelope down, low pass it, short tail. Keep it subtle so it doesn't fight the real drop sub. And here's one of the most effective tricks in drum and bass, pre-drop negative space. In bar 16, remove one full quarter note of ARP right before the impact, often the last beat. Let the reverb tail keep going. That tiny silence makes the drop feel bigger than any riser. Now let's map a solid 16-bar breakdown arrangement so you're not guessing.